At Advanced Auto Body and Mountain Home, they say the bitterness of poor quality remains long after the sweetness of a low price is forgotten. That's why customers trust Advanced Auto Body and Mountain Home to fix their vehicles quickly and with nothing but the best quality work from ASE certified employees. For dents, dings, hail damage, or major collision repair, go to where the work is always top rated. Advanced Auto Body, 640 Market Street in Mountain Home. Phone them at 424-2030.
Turn holidays into holly-yays at Gordmans. Find gifts for your list from A to Z. Your fitness freak father, your kooky coworker, your in-laws. Score brands they love and holiday bling for way less than department stores. Don't forget stocking stuffers and gift cards. Load up on last-minute gifts that don't scream last minute. Pack more holly-yay in your sleigh. Make us your only stop. Plan your package pickup from our Amazon Hub counter. Visit Gordmans.com for a store near you and go holly-yay all the way at Gordmans.
Ordinary bar soaps may do a good job of cleansing. Easy. Done and done. But with Dove, you get a whole lot more. Because every bar is made with 1/4 moisturizing cream. So you get a gentle clean that leaves skin feeling soft, smooth, and nourished. Upgrade to Dove, the bar that gives you more. It cleanses and cares. Plus, it's number one recommended by dermatologists. Now that is money well spent. Dove. Get more from your beauty bar.
You home, Mr. Bell telephone. A lot of people been telling me what to do, but when it comes to loving gal, that's me and you, and that's right. That's right. Well, that's right. Vocabulary, you've been raised fine, but it seems to me I've been a walk in the line. When it comes to loving, I'm dumb in spots, but when I get mad, gal, I sure get hot, and that's right. That's right. If what they say is true, and there is another joker, we'll use a number 5 in this game of poker. When I find the cat that's getting my sugar, it's gonna be rough when I catch that bugger. That's right. That's right. Well, that's right. Oh, right. You know, you ever stop to think about when something's right, it's just flat right, honey? That's right. Yeah.
Carl Perkins there. We welcome you back to Jack the Car Guy. It is 24 before 9 o'clock. We'd like to hear from you this morning if you'd like to be on the show. The number is 425-5522 or toll-free 888-884-0364. And again, the email address is carguy@ktlo.com. Do want to let you know, coming up after Jack the Car Guy will be the newest edition of Today's Homeowner with Danny Lipford. And then join us actually at 10 o'clock. We will not have Gardening in the Ozarks this week. Vicki Garner is taking the weekend off for the Thanksgiving holiday. So we'll have you an hour of America's best music, including a few Christmas songs. And then join us at 11 o'clock for Local Matters. Heather's first guest will be Barney Larry from the Baxter Regional Hospital Foundation. And then later she'll visit with Sean Dennis from Families Incorporated. That's all coming up this morning right here on KTLO. And I do believe we've got a caller. Let's go to line three. Good morning. You're on Jack the Car Guy.
Yeah. Since NASCAR season's over, I would like you guys to make your week 13 NFL picks.
Alan, I think you're asking the wrong bunch about NFL picks. You mean who I think is going to win? I bet Matt knows.
That's what I was meaning is who's going to win certain NFL matchups tomorrow because tomorrow is week 13 in the National Football League.
Matt, can you help me with that? I'm afraid I couldn't even make an educated guess.
Well, I'll do my best. Anyone in particular you were wanting, Alan?
Well, I would like for you to talk Niners, Ravens.
All right.
Also, the Raiders at the Chiefs.
All right.
And also, Cleveland versus Pittsburgh.
All right. Well, on that one, I probably would take the Steelers, especially with it being on their home turf. See, Chiefs. I would probably pick them over Oakland right now. And tell you what, the game between San Francisco and Baltimore, that's a little tougher to pick. Both teams playing very well right now. I'd probably go with the Ravens in that one.
Oh, you mean because it's on their turf?
That makes a difference. It'd be hard for me to imagine San Francisco going 15-1, you know, as good as they are. But
well, I was hoping the Niners would win tomorrow.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, listen. Thank you, Alan. We appreciate you calling.
Okay, and see if the other guys could talk them up.
Oh, they don't know anything about football, Alan. They're just shaking their head.
What's NFL?
Yeah.
Well, you know, I mean, see if they can make some picks on those.
We're actually going through concussion protocol at the moment. All right.
I'll see you.
See you.
All right. Bye-bye. Yeah, I'm afraid that's not our strong suit, the NFL. Oh, speaking of my strong suit, though, Penske. You know, last week somebody called or sent a message and asked if Penske didn't have a stock car team in Australia, and I said I thought he did. Well, lo and behold, not only does Penske have a team in the Australian Supercar Series, he won. He won the team championship, and his driver won in a Ford Mustang. It's called the Supercar Series down there, and they race a lot of street circuit or road race courses. So that's quite the deal. Oh, speaking of Penske, Joey Logano, his driver. Now, this is going to perk Melissa up because she hates Joey Logano. He's had a Guinness World Record. In case she's not listening, you need to pay attention, Rick. He set a Guinness World Record. Him and his boy built the longest Hot Wheels track in the world, in their shop. It is 1,941 feet. Now, when I say Joey and his son and 10 Lego employees and a support team from Ford Motor Company built the world's longest track in his shop.
And how far did it make it before Logano pushed it into the wall?
Oh, bad. Now, this track had 122 boosters. You know the boosters, the thing that's got the little sponge wheels that shoots them. It had 122 boosters. It went up and down, and it ended up with a jump, which put the car into the driver's compartment of a brand new Ford Mustang Hot Wheels edition. So that was kind of cool. I thought it was cool. Even if you don't like Joey, you got to appreciate the effort.
And nobody saw it on YouTube because they were all looking at the Tesla truck breaking the window.
Yeah, everybody missed that. I tell you, that man does know how to get some publicity. He does. He is a master. He's a master. Oh, did you guys see this video? And I don't even know. You know, sometimes you're just going along trying to read certain things and other stuff just pops up. Well, it's called a Foam One car, F-O-M-M, and I'm sure that stands for something. But it's a made in Thailand. I didn't know. Who knew that Thailand manufactured cars? But anyway, and it's a tiny, tiny, tiny little car. Smaller than a smart car, it looked like.
Where are the tiny people?
Well, they have small places to drive. But the unique feature of this car, it's an amphibia car. You can drive it in the water as well as on the road. And they demonstrated it. Now, I wasn't overly impressed because they drove it into a koi pond, you know, which there's not a lot of danger there, and there's not much current or wave. And it drives, it appears, because after I saw that, then I did a little research because I was intrigued. The hubcaps, or the wheels, have fins. You know how wheels have spokes? Well, these have fins that stick out, which wouldn't work in the United States because it would be a hazard. You know, we'd have to have a guard on it and safety features, but these little fins propel it. It just churns the water as it goes. And
I like the old German versions a lot better. Remember those? Empty cars?
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
Sure. I thought you were talking about a Schwimmerwagen.
boys, let's don't quarrel now. So anyway, they're making a little amp car. And, I guess if you got a koi pond you want to ride around in, you can get one. Didn't say what it cost, and you could never buy one in the United States anyway. Speaking of buying in the United States, I read a disturbing article in a trade journal, a real trade journal, that Nissan is failing badly and could potentially pull out of the United States. I guess that scandal with their director, and I never did really understand what he did all that wrong. He took some money and was trying to make the company better. It, you know, and him too, I know. But anyway, they're sure crucifying him. But anyway, Nissan, which is a big thing in Japan, talking about pulling out of the United States because they don't think they can compete anymore. But and the article went on to say if they want to stay in the United States, they need to stop leasing all these black Altimas for low dollars. You know, they're leasing them, I guess, to get people to take them really cheap, cheaper than what you could even ever think about buying one. They said what they need to do is find their market in the United States, which this author, now it was just his opinion, but I can't disagree with him. He said they have good little basic cars that they could, with just a little effort, fit with enough stuff that they could come to the United States. But he says no frills, no gadgets, paint them bright colors, with unique interiors where young people or anybody that's looking for basic transportation but not something that's gray or brown can be proud of. Some bright colors, something that people can kind of make fun of and make them unique and different. You know, that'd be like the purple-haired people and stuff. I could see them selling. I remember those little neons, and they used to sell a bunch of really bright-colored little cheap cars. I forget who it was. There for a long time with basic interiors, and they sold a lot of them.
I'll help you remember. It was Fiat.
Careful, careful. But anyway, that's what they're saying. They're saying that Nissan is in big trouble in the United States. I hope not. I hope not. Matt, let's get our last break in here, and when we come back, we'll wrap it up. And I've got a little question for our listeners that you can be thinking about it. I want to know who is your favorite all-time race car driver of all time. Now, I kind of did this once before, but I narrowed it down to specific venues. I want to know who you think who you would pick, and I'll let you pick two because it'd be hard.
Okay.
All-time race car drivers when we come back.
Okay. We'll be back with more in just a moment. It is 13 before 9. You're listening to Jack the Car Guy on KTLO.
At Carter's Jewel Chest, we did not celebrate Black Friday.
That's because it's Fashion Frenzy Friday and Saturday at Carter's Jewel Chest.
Four leading jewelry brands in one huge trunk show.
The amazing colors of Kendra Scott at 20 to 60% off.
The silver style of Uno Day 50. Spend $200 and get a $25 Visa gift card.
The sentimental messages of Ronaldo bracelets will be 20 to 30% off. And designer jewelry by Elle, 20% off.
Fashion Frenzy Saturday today from 9 to 5 at Carter's Jewel Chest in Mountain Home.
Mobilize, your Verizon wireless dealer, has great Black Friday specials going on this weekend. For Black Friday, get your choice of the Samsung A10e, Samsung A20e, Samsung A50, or the iPhone 7 32 gigabit free. Buy one, get one free iPhone XR. Get $400 off Google Pixel 3 3XL, $260 off the new iPad. Head over to Mobilize to take advantage of these Black Friday specials. Mobilize, your Verizon wireless dealer, with two locations in Mountain Home, Highway 62 East across from Sonic, and Hometown Commons next to Lowe's.
Turn holidays into holly-yays at Gordmans. Find gifts for your list from A to Z. Your fitness freak father, your kooky coworker, your in-laws. Score brands they love and holiday bling for way less than department stores. Don't forget stocking stuffers and gift cards. Load up on last-minute gifts that don't scream last minute. Pack more holly-yay in your sleigh. Make us your only stop. Plan your package pickup from our Amazon hub counter. Visit Gordmans.com for a store near you and go holly-yay all the way at Gordmans.
Ordinary bar soaps may do a good job of cleansing. Easy. Done and done. But with Dove, you get a whole lot more. Because every bar is made with 1/4 moisturizing cream. So you get a gentle clean that leaves skin feeling soft, smooth, and nourished. Upgrade to Dove, the bar that gives you more. It cleanses and cares. Plus, it's number one recommended by dermatologists. Now that is money well spent. Dove. Get more from your beauty bar.
Rockabilly Saturday. Carson's back, and I had to get some music to get him awake. All right, we're back, and as promised, I want to know if you guys have a favorite race car driver of all time. Could be current, past, long past, any venue, and you can even pick a couple, because I had an awful hard time myself, personally. I picked a couple drag racers, I picked a couple stock car drivers, an open wheel guy, an F1 guy, all round guy. I got a lot of my favorites. Rick, you got one?
I like Richard Petty because he invented branding, or he had branding down pat before people knew what branding was. And then I think John Force is pretty cool too.
You know,
especially if you put a microphone in front of him.
Those two are two of my favorites as well. Richard Petty was, he'll never be surpassed as the king of NASCAR, and he and STP brought marketing. They are what brought Winston into the Winston Cup, which really kicked off marketing.
Yeah, I heard he met Forrest Wood one time, and that's ever since then he started wearing that cowboy hat.
I can't verify nor deny that rumor. Do we have a caller?
Yes, we do.
Well, let's hear it.
Actually, we got a couple. First, let's go to line 6. Good morning, you're on Jack the Car Guy.
Yeah, Jack, my favorite is Mario Andretti. He's ran in all of them and had good luck in all of them.
That is an excellent pick, and Mario Andretti is another one that's on my list for all around. He and A.J. Foyt, because they could and did drive anything they got in. They would drive it, and they would win. Yep, you're right. All around good driver, and good guys, both of them.
Yep, he is.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Bye.
Let's go to line 7. Good morning. You're on Jack the Car Guy.
Good morning, Jack. My favorite probably of all time is A.J. Foyt, since he won the Indianapolis 500 at least 4 times.
Yes.
But that was really outstanding.
Absolutely, and he was a winner in stock cars and all types of open-wheel cars. You know, he was one of the early Indy drivers that went through the series. Used to, you would start out at midgets, come up to what they called the big cars, and then to the Indy cars, the big
mm-hmm.
And he could do it all. And sports cars. He was very successful in...
I just thought he was really an outstanding race car driver.
Yep, I agree with you. Well, thank you.
Oh. Take care, Jack.
Uh-huh. Carson, did you have a favorite one?
Yeah, mine would be Werner von Brauchitsch.
Who's that?
He drove the German Mercedes Silberfiles, the Silver Arrows in the 30s.
Oh, yes. That's not how I pronounce it, but I know who you mean. I was just reading a book about, reading a story about Ferrari, Enzo Ferrari, and he was his real competition when Enzo was just starting to do Alpha. It was Alpha and Mercedes, and he was Mercedes' driver.
Yeah, Mercedes and Audi were top of the line.
Yep, absolutely. Do we have a caller?
Yes, we do.
Well, let's take that.
Let's go to line 6. Good morning. You're on Jack the Car Guy.
Richard Petty.
Yeah.
And then Dale Hart Sr. Can you talk a little bit about him and his record?
Richard Petty or Earnhardt?
Dale Earnhardt Sr.
Dale Earnhardt Jr., Dale Earnhardt Sr. and Richard Petty hold the all-time championship winning. They are tied for 7 championships apiece in NASCAR. That's Dale Earnhardt Sr.'s claim to fame. Other than that, he was one of the most respected. Feared is not a word. They didn't fear him because they were afraid of him. They feared him because he was a vicious competitor. He would take you out. He would take anybody out to win a race, and they knew that, and they had to drive that way with him, and it made for some very exciting races.
Yeah. Was he the only one that basically did that? I mean, were there other drivers? I know that Dale Earnhardt Jr. and some of the other guys, I mean, had their little conflicts, but nobody liked Senior.
No, nobody was in the day, in the start of NASCAR, when you raced to make a living to feed your family. They were very, very aggressive, and they were willing to take the consequences.
And a lot of times those consequences manifested themselves in the pits with people pulling guns and fighting, and that was common. There was no a girl slaps and pushing people. It was a serious time. In the modern, what I would call the semi-modern era, Dale Earnhardt was probably the roughest of that bunch. The rest of them would push you gently, and they would take you out, but they weren't just blatant. And then they would pretend like maybe it might have been an accident. Earnhardt never acted like it was an accident. You know, he just did what he had to do.
He kind of did to the press a little bit. He'd say, "Oh, I didn't mean to wreck him, just rattle his cage," or something like that.
Rattle his cage. That's what he said, rattle his cage. Yep.
Yeah. Well, thank you.
Oh, you betcha. Thanks for calling. During that period, I was a big Richard Petty fan, and I loved David Pearson, and I had a lot of my favorites. And I would go to the racetrack. This was before I worked at the races. And I would embarrass Miss Pam to death. I had a sign. And she had always tried to take it out of the suitcase. And I would unfold that sign, and I would hold it up, and they introduced the drivers, and it said, "Anybody but Earnhardt." So I wasn't always the most popular guy in the stand.
I'm sure Darrell Waltrip would have appreciated that, too. I know that rivalry was kind of fierce at one point.
Oh, it was, because Earnhardt was the man, and Waltrip was the boy, and Waltrip had a mouth.
Yes, he did.
And he
used it.
He and Earnhardt really, really didn't like each other. They did not like each other. They didn't like each other personally. They didn't like each other as racers. And it manifested itself a lot of times. And both of them were superb drivers. that was quite a rivalry there. Okay, do we have any more calls?
Not at the moment.
John, you didn't pick. Did you have a favorite?
Well, I'm going to go Carroll Shelby.
Oh, yes. Yep.
Because he took on the Europeans and beat them.
Yeah, you sure did.
And also A.J. Foyt, because he raced in a time when it was dangerous.
That is absolutely.
And then you have to respect the guys who were before him that, you know, they're racing without a seatbelt.
They got thrown out of the car.
Yeah. you look at that old footage, that old racing footage of Formula Ones and Indy cars and open wheel brick cars, and those were tough people. Tough people today.
Clear flames.
Yeah. All right. Well, I hear the music. Thank you, everybody, for listening. We'll be back next week.
All right, Jack. We'll talk to you then.
Uh-huh.
Stay tuned for today's Homer coming up next.
Well, you heard the story of the hot rod race that fatal day when the Ford and the Mercury went out to play. Well, this is the inside story, and I'm here to say it was a kid that was driving that Model A. It's got a Lincoln motor and it's really souped up, and that Model A body makes it look like a pup. It's got 12 cylinders, uses them all with an overdrive that just won't stall. It's got a four-barrel carb and dual...
KTLO-FM 97.9 in Mountain Home, the voice of the Twin Lakes area.